we couldn't have picked a better verse for our annual meeting, could we? Oh, prosper the work of our hands. I just noticed you guys. Welcome back. Good to see you. Oh, my. When I was little, I grew up in I spent my very earliest years in a little town called Starbuck, Minnesota. It was on this beautiful lake, Lake Minnewaska. And we would go ice fishing in the winter, obviously. And we'd get out there and we would borrow someone's ice fishing shack. And my parents and my brother would be in there just fishing away, and there'd be all these fish coming out. And I wasn't real interested in fishing because I didn't like the smell of fish on my hands. So that was fine. I didn't like the fact that they were wiggling and they were slippery, and that wasn't for me. So I was just kind of playing around the outside usually. And then at the very end of the day, as they were throwing fish out the door so that they would freeze, and at the end of the day, it was my job to go around, pick them up by the tail, which I didn't mind because at this point they were frozen stiff. So pick them up by the tail, throw them in a cardboard box in the trunk. And I could not believe how many fish would be out there. And mom or dad would say, hey, you missed one, it's over there. Hey, you missed one over there. Hey, you missed one. And we'd be out there scouring for all the fish that they had thrown out of the door of the shack. We get them in this cardboard box, and I think there's no way this cardboard box can get filled up with these little, we're just little perch. It would be full. We would have our work cut out for us when we got home. But it was a blessing to get that perch, and mom would make fried fish, pan-fried fish. Oh, it was so good. And I thought of that story as I was reading this gospel lesson about Peter out there fishing, and I'm sure they were fishing for things that were a lot bigger than perch, but oh my, to be out all night and have nothing to show for it. Nothing was in the net. You're tired, you're angry, you're depressed, you're hopeless, absolutely exhausted, and then this guy you don't even know says, hey, go out there and do some more fishing. What do you think you would do? I would say, you are out of your mind. I'm going home and taking a nap. That's what I would say. But what Peter does, or Simon at that point, because he hadn't been given that name yet, what he does instead is he actually goes out to fish. And he is rewarded beyond his dreams. Now, at the time, blessing like this was thought of as more of a reward for doing the right things. And it still is in some places. The prosperity gospel comes to mind. But Peter then says to Jesus, when he gets this incredible blessing, he says, Lord, go away from me. I am a sinful man. He says, I don't deserve this. We don't know why he says that. But there is something in his life that he's not proud of. And he doesn't think he deserves this kind of blessing. But Jesus gives that blessing anyway. It doesn't matter that Peter doesn't deserve it. It doesn't matter that Peter is a sinful man. While we were yet dead in sin, we said that earlier today. Jesus gives the blessing. God's grace is not a reward. It is a gift that we are to use to live differently from the way the world lives. To live differently from our past, to live differently from our natural inclination to think of ourselves. unconditional promises that were made? Do you renounce the powers of this world that draw us away from God? That's the question that we ask at every baptism. Do you renounce things that tear down rather than build up? Do you renounce things that hurt rather than help? Do you renounce things that keep people bound rather than freeing them to blossom in service? God's gift is grace. But that grace has opportunity and responsibility attached with it. It's not given an expectation that you have to do this in return, but because we are so happy and joyful and thankful for having that grace given to us, we turn around and give it to others. The gift that Peter gets, that grace, Peter, you're okay. You're okay with me. I'm showing it to you by giving you this catch, this unbelievable catch. Now I want you to do something more with it. Now that you understand about grace, do something with it. We have our annual meeting today. And I look at our annual meeting as a baptismal challenge. As a baptismal challenge to see our budget in a much bigger way. As a way to be a gift to others. Simon Peter was given a gift, and then he was challenged with a new assignment. And we are blessed with so many gifts. I say this so often to you that I look out here and I just see gifts. I see people who have so much to give. All kinds of gifts. We are blessed. We are so blessed in this congregation, but we are given an assignment to use those gifts in service to others. We are given a new assignment to spread God's love to everyone. That's what Jesus means when he says, fish for people, let other people know. And we are given a new love one another as Jesus loves us. O Lord, prosper the work of our hands. Amen. Let's sing.